Whitetail Fawn Research, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Fawn survival is key to maintaining deer populations, and fish and game researchers are especially interested in the survival rates of newborn white-tailed deer fawns. I asked Conservation Public Information Specialist Brian Pearson how you could track a fawn.
Actually, the fawns have their own collars. They're called VIT tags, and when those does give birth, that VIT tag will lead our biologists to the birth site. And at that point, our biologists kind of canvass the area and search for that fawn. And that could be particularly difficult because they're pretty well camouflaged, but they go out there and eventually, hopefully, find the fawn and put a collar on the fawn as well. And so that's how we're tracking fawn survival.
The fawn radio collars are made of an expandable, elastic material that is designed to stay on for about the first year of their lives before falling off. If the collar stops moving for a certain period of time, it will send a notification to biologists that the fawn may have died, allowing them to locate the fawn and investigate the cause of death. Fawn collars allow the study of survival rates of newborn fawns, or how many survive through their first year, as well as cause-specific mortality, or how they died, whether it was predation or some other underlying cause. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.